One reason I am so optimistic about the Chiefs in this early portion of the season, that I think if we really sat here and we compared the Chiefs' first four games to other teams in the NFL first four games, this is probably the most difficult stretch that any team has. I know we all kind of poke fun at the Chargers, but that's a double-digit team win team that made the playoffs last year. Philadelphia is the defending Super Bowl champion. The Giants have one of the best defensive lines in the NFL, and Baltimore is one of the five best teams in the league. Like, this is not an easy start to the season, but I think you should feel very optimistic about the Chiefs. They're not really breaking in a whole lot of new pieces. Rob and I looked this up because I was curious. I said, Rob, can you pull up the week one depth chart from last year and pull up the week one depth chart from this year, and let's just compare and contrast who's back, who's not, who's now starting, who's, let's compare these two things. From last year's 22 players, these are the changes. Obviously, Joe Tooney, he was a starter last year. He now plays for the Chicago Bears. Carson Steele was a week one starter for them. Granted, at fullback, but he was a starter for them early on in the season. Kareem Hunt wasn't on the team, and people liked Carson Steele at this time last year. Shamari Connor was starting for this team last year, and Tershawn Wharton was starting. Now, you had Rashee Rice. He's still on the team. He's not going to be available or active for this one. But for the most part, man, this is the same team as last year. I mean, I can do the math. That's 18 of their 22 starters. And if you want to put the asterisk by Rashee Rice, who is still on the team but injured, you're in a really good spot. And for most of these players, you feel like you've swapped them out for somebody who's, for the most part, comparable. Now, you don't have a Joe Tooney replacement, but you also feel better at left tackle today than you felt a year ago at this time. No one is worried about Carson Steele not starting for the Chiefs this year, even though he was a starter last year. Shamari Connor, they certainly are deep at that position. You're fine. And then Tershawn Wharton. You had Tershawn Wharton. You also didn't have Charles Omenihu as a starter last year. You also have spent a couple of draft picks to get a little deeper at that position or on the defensive line, whether it's with Gelati or Norman Lott. So I'm not going to make it seem like Wharton's not a miss in that, not a player that contributed last year. You certainly did. But you feel good about their defensive line heading into this matchup. Shamari Connor, you're fine at safety. Carson Steele, you're not worried about that, at least at that position. You like Breshard Smith. You have Kareem Hunt now. We'll see which contribution you can get from Elijah Mitchell. And the Joe Tooney thing was just always going to be a question mark because we're talking about a guy that's a Chiefs Hall of Famer, a potential NFL Hall of Famer, that now you have to replace. But for the most part, this is the same team as last year. So really important to get off to a good start, not be playing from behind, not be behind the eight ball when you look at the schedule that they start off with. Man, for a lot of teams in the league, this is a 1-3, 2-2 start. You feel really good about the Chiefs getting off to a good start and playing well in September, obviously because of coach and quarterback and that level of continuity, but you also got to feel good because this is a team that has played together for the last year, year and a half, longer for some of their key players. This is also a team that has won and played in a lot of close games. So I think you got to feel really good about them in these first six games without Rashee Rice. And I would say a pretty difficult start to their season, Rob.
I feel like all the time in the NFL, and I'm a part of this too, we hear about how, you know, it's very difficult to create a dynasty because you lose so many pieces. We've watched the Cowboys documentary. We know about the Patriots. Eventually, free agency, all these things happen and you just lose pieces. That's why these things eventually fall apart. If we were to pull the Patriots roster on their first Super Bowl versus their final Super Bowl, it's, oh my goodness, can you believe how different it is? Those are the things that happen. It is a little bit unprecedented what the Chiefs are doing with their continuity. This is not, hey, one or two guys who are in the pipeline came up. This is 18 of 22. This is the majority. And you could argue one of the guys that they got rid of was their own choice. They traded Joe Tooney. That wasn't, hey, he walked in for agency and he got a mega deal somewhere. He did get a mega deal, but the Chiefs made that decision. It's unprecedented what Brett Veach and co. have been able to do because the conventional wisdom is eventually these things fall apart because you can't keep it together forever. And yet, I bet if we looked up the 2023 first week roster, it would still be 12, 13, 14 plus of the same. They don't have a core. They don't have a group. They have a starting unit. This is like, I know it's cross-board comparing, but for a while there, the Warriors are the same starting five year in and year out. That's basically what the Chiefs are doing in a sport where it's not supposed to happen that way.
That's a really good point. And I mean, a lot of it is just, to me, the foundational pieces. Like if you were talking about the pillars that the Chiefs have, man, all their pillars are healthy, active, and available for this game. Creed Humphrey has been a pillar. Trey Smith has been a pillar. Obviously a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie, Nick Bolton is healthy and available for this game. Like if I asked you right now to make a list of who you think are the 10 best players for the Kansas City Chiefs, man, eight of those guys have played in and won Super Bowls, multiple Super Bowls. They've been here for a while. This is a team where you retain 80, 85% of your starters, and anybody that wasn't around, they can quickly fall in line. So when you go to a guy like Christian Fulton, who obviously we expect to play and be a major contributor for this team, hey, man, this is how we do things here. I know you're a little bit new, but we have a standard here. We're going to hold you to that standard, and we want you to come help us continue to win championships and continue to play at a high level. This isn't a team that has a whole lot of turnover for this season. So I think that's something that you got to feel really, really optimistic about heading into this. I don't want to sell this like it's not a difficult stretch. I also don't want to take for granted how the Chiefs have been able to navigate this thing. I mean, we're talking about you playing 3 10- or 11-win win teams in the first month of the season. And the overwhelming sentiment is that Kansas City is going to get off to a good start because they always get off to a good start. You got this game coming up against the Chargers, a game that obviously first game of the season. So you got a lot of time to prepare for them. Fast forward to the Philadelphia Eagles. So you get extra time to prepare for that, extra time to rest up. It's your home opener, a team that you obviously know very well in Philadelphia, a team that we'll see how you match up with coming up this upcoming season. And then you got a Baltimore team at the end of the month at home, a team that you obviously have seen a bunch, but is a very talented, very good team, more than capable of beating you in the regular season. I really think that continuity for them is going to be a plus heading into this year.
It will be, I think it will be a plus early in the season. I agree with you 100%. I think it'll be the million-dollar, billion-dollar, pick-a-number-dollar question throughout the season. Because this, what we're describing is the glass-half-full approach to continuity is king. And I actually agree with you. But there's a yin and a yang to this. By being basically the same roster, you could argue that they are not better. And in the NFL, if you're not better, people are passing you. That is the other side of that coin. I don't know the Bills got better. I think the Ravens did get better. I think the Broncos got better. But the glass half full, the one side of the coin is continuity is king early in the season. They got the same 18. Let's go get it. My group versus your group in a sport we're not supposed to have it. That's how me and you feel. But I kind of understand the other side of the coin too. The Colin Cowherd side, the, you know, I guess Craig Carr, whatever side is anti-Chiefs will tell you, if you're the same, you're not better. And when you're not getting better in the league, eventually people pass you, and some of their competitors in the AFC did get better. The question will be, did their better get good enough to pass the Chiefs? That is the overarching question in this season. I'm not worried about the 10th straight AFC West or anything like that. The biggest question is, did the Chiefs staying the same maintain their dominance, or did someone catch them because all they did this offseason was maintain?